Well, we wrapped up the second week of trading for February, and we brought in a stronger performance. We did trim the gains on Friday as wheat came under some heavy selling pressure. Corn was the only market that finished with gains on Friday, while we did see some small losses in soybeans. The soybeans staged a pretty nice recovery after being down 15 cents. But that did trim the week's gains for most of the crops. Wheat, of course, seeing some pressure because of, well, the lack of demand is one of them. Also, we're looking at improving weather conditions across most of the Black Sea region and the U.S. That added a little bit of pressure towards the end of the week. As far as for corn, that market just kind of waffled back and forth most of the week. It did finish with some small gains for the week, but strong demand continues to help support the market, but strong supplies is continuing to throw a wet blanket on the corn market as well. Soybeans were the ones that had some pretty good gains early in the week, mainly because of rumors that China's going to be looking to buy more soybeans and the fact that we might not have those soybeans in our inventory to be able to sell helped support the soybean market. Also, some weather concerns in South America are starting to crop up, or at least become a little bit more of a known, with Brazil now seeing a delay in harvest and some quality issues being talked about, where we're seeing continued dry conditions for Argentina. By the time we wrapped up the week, we saw Minneapolis wheat gaining about 1 to 2 cents, while Chicago was up, up anywhere from 9 to 19 cents. Over in the Kansas City market, we did see 10 to 11 cent gains. Corn market finished 1 to 3 cents higher, while soybeans were up 18 to 20 cents. Soybean meal was up $5.60. The bright spot was bean oil was stronger through most of the week and hit new contract highs on Thursday. We did see soybean oil finish up $1.75. Over in the canola market, that also saw a better performance. It was up $3 to $4. In the cattle markets, cattle saw some pretty strong performance. Live cattle finally starting to see a little build a little premium over the feeder cattle market. Live cattle gained $3 to $5, while we saw feeder cattle steady to down $1. Over in the hogs, we saw about $6 gains in the deferred contracts. In the outside markets, crude oil was down 60 cents. Gold was up almost $90. The dollar was down almost 0.75 cents. And the Dow Jones lost close to 600 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.